Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 7, Unlimited Forms of Godhead, Part 3, Six Kinds of Incarnations. Lord Chaitanya also informs Sanatana Goswami that there are different forms of Swamsha as well, and these are divided into the Sankarshan division and the Incarnation division. From the first division come the three Purusha avatars, namely Karano Dakashayi Vishnu, Garbo Dakashayi Vishnu, and Shiro Dakashayi Vishnu. And from the other division come the Leela avatars, such as Krishna's incarnation as fish, tortoise, etc. And so there are six kinds of incarnations. 1. The Purusha avatar, 2. The Leela avatar, 3. The Guna avatar, 4. The Manvantara avatar, 5. The Yuga avatar, and 6. The Shakyavesha avatar. Out of the six Vilasa manifestations of Krishna, there are two divisions based upon Krishna's age, and these are called Balya and Pauganda. As the son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna, in his original form, enjoys both of these childhood aspects, namely Balya and Pauganda. It is thus safe to conclude that there is no end to the expansions and incarnations of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya explains some of them to Sanatana, just to give him an idea of how Krishna expands and enjoys. And these conclusions are also confirmed in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Avatarahi asankyeya hare sattva nidher dvija yata vidasina kuvya sarasasyu sahasrasha. There is no limit to the incarnations of the Supreme Lord, just as there is no limit to the waves of the ocean. Krishna first incarnates as the three Purusha avatars, namely Mahavishnu or Karano Dakashayi avatar, Garbo Dakashayi avatar, and Kshiro Dakashayi avatar. And this is confirmed in the Satvata Tantra. Krishna's energies can also be divided into three, namely Krishna's energy of thinking, feeling, and acting. When Krishna exhibits his thinking energy, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. When Krishna exhibits his feeling energy, Krishna is Lord Vasudeva. And when Krishna exhibits his acting energy, Krishna is Sankarsana Balaram. For without Krishna's thinking, feeling, and acting, there would be no possibility of creation. Although there is no creation in the spiritual world, for the planets there are beginningless, there is creation in the material world. However, in either case, both the spiritual and material worlds are manifestations of the energy of acting, in which Krishna acts in the form of Sankarsana and Balaram. The spiritual world of the Vaikuntha planets and the supreme planet Krishna Loka is situated in Krishna's energy of thinking. Although there is no creation in the spiritual world because it is eternal, still it is to be understood that the Vaikuntha planets depend upon the thinking energy of the Supreme Lord. This thinking energy is described in the Brahma Samhita, Sahasrapatra Kamalam Gokulakyam Mahatpadam Tat Kanikaram Tad Dhamma Tad Anantangsha Sambhavam. The supreme abode, known as Goloka, is manifest like a lotus with hundreds of petals. Everything there is manifest by Ananta, the Balaram or Sankarsana form. And meanwhile, the material cosmic manifestation with its different universes are manifest through Maya or material energy. However, one should not think that material nature or material energy is the cause of this cosmic manifestation. Rather, it is caused by the Supreme Lord, who uses his different expansions through material nature. In other words, there is no possibility of any creation without the superintendence of the Supreme Lord. The form by which the energy of material nature works to bring about creation is called the Sankarsana form, and it is understood that this cosmic manifestation is created under the superintendence of the Supreme Lord. For in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, it is said, Etau hi Vishvasya Chabija Yoni Ramo Mukunda Purusha Pradhanam Andiya Bhuteshu Vilakshanasya Jnanasya Cheshata Imao Puranau. Balaram and Krishna are the origin of all living entities, and these two personalities enter into everything. A list of incarnations is given in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The four Kumaras, Narada, Varaha, Matsya, Yajna, Nara Narayana, Kardami Kapila, Dattatreya, Hayashirsha, Hamsa, Dhruva Priya or Prishni Garbha, Rishabha, Prithu, Nrisingha, Kurma, Danvantari, Mohini, Vamana, Bhargava Parashurama, Raghavendra Ram, Vyasadev, Pralambhari Balaram, Krishna, Buddha, Kalki. Because almost all of these 25 Leela avatars appear in one day of Brahma, which is called a Kalpa, they are sometimes also called Kalpa avatars. Out of these, the incarnation of Hamsa and Mohini are not permanent, but Kapila, Dattatreya, Rishabha, Danvantari, and Vyasadeva are five eternal forms, and they are more celebrated. The incarnations of the tortoise Kurma, the fish Matsya, Nara Narayana, Varaha, Hayashirsha, Prishnigarbha, and Balaram are considered to be incarnations of Vaibhava. Similarly, there are three Guna avatars, or incarnations of the qualitative modes of nature, and these are Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. Of the Manvantara avatars, there are 14. Yajna, Vibhu, Satyasena, Hari, Vaikuntha, Ajita, Vamana, Sarvabhauma, Rishabha, Vishvaksena, Dharmasetu, Sudama, Yogeshwara, Brihadbhanu. Out of these 14 Manvantara avatars, Yajna and Vamana are also Leela avatars, while the rest are simply Manvantara avatars. These 14 Manvantara avatars are also known as Vaibhava avatars. The four Yuga avatars are also described in Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Satya Yuga, the incarnation of God is white. In the Treta Yuga, the incarnation is red. In the Dwapara Yuga, the incarnation is blackish. And in Kali Yuga, the incarnation is also blackish, but sometimes, in a special Kali Yuga, the incarnation's color is yellowish, as in the case of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And finally, as far as the Shakya Avesha avatars are concerned, they include Kapila and Rishabha, Ananta Deva, and even Lord Brahma. Sometimes Krishna himself becomes Lord Brahma. And there is also the Chatusan or Four Kumaras, the incarnation of knowledge, Narada Muni, the incarnation of devotional service, King Prithu, the incarnation of administrative power, and Lord Parashuram, the incarnation who subdues evil principles. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 7, Unlimited Forms of Godhead, Part 3, Six Kinds of Incarnation. Recorded July 16, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON Founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.